This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
And boy, there's an old saying, time will tell. Lord Monckton, the more time goes on, the more he's proven dead on. It's actually scary how the research and the papers they put out, the things they've done, have been just been absolutely on target. We got 5 minutes left with you. The Nigel Farage is coming on. Other points you'd like to impart to folks about the state of this attempt by the globalists to take over energy on this planet?
This is very interesting, the whole climate change thing. This is a Trojan horse by which the totalitarians everywhere are hoping to get away with setting up a global profiteering operation, very much on the Italian fascist corporatist model, where big corporations, people like Bill Gates, are brought in, people like George Soros, to come out with the same left-wing totalitarian garbage and to use their corporate power to enslave us by, in Scotland's case, we were back up in Scotland just recently, the whole countryside now is carpeted with these damn fool windmills, which are producing electricity unreliably at five times the normal price. But what is happening is that people are waking up to the fact that this just isn't happening as they said it would, which is why the climate change conference on the 8th and 9th of September, open to any member of the public, is, and it's not expensive, is worth coming to. Because let's get back to these attorney generals. These people are effectively saying, we are not going to allow freedom of academic research. We are not going to allow freedom of speech. We are going to lock people up if they say things that the left-wing Democrat establishment disagrees with. Now, this, in fact, is a very serious abuse of power on their part. And again, in Britain, I would have them straight in front of the court on judicial review if they tried that. And I think that what seems to be happening in America is that you do not exercise as vigorously or as often as we do the right to call your leaders, particularly the left-wing ones, in front of the courts where they wildly overstep the legal mark. And that's what these attorneys general are doing. They have set up what is in effect a conspiracy to circumvent that provision of the First Amendment of the Constitution that guarantees the right of free speech. And that conspiracy is illegal. It's contrary to their oaths of office, where they specifically state that they will, as the standard form of oath of office, serve to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And again, any citizen has the right to go to his nearest police station and say, I want this looked at. And they will act baffled at first. You have to be very persistent, because they're used to chasing after people who are speeding at 1 mile an hour over the limit. They're not used to going after big governmental people like attorneys general. So you do have to kind of stiffen their resolve by just...
Look at how Clinton almost got taken down by people in lawsuits over Paula Jones. You're absolutely right.
Well, that's exactly the thing. You mustn't sit there passively and just wait. Going to court is, if you target it in the right way, a lot cheaper than it sometimes seems. And it's well worthwhile getting together, and you could be one to organize this, Alex, a legal fighting fund. And then people like me can be organizing you for free and helping you out with the legal niceties of this round of back. And you can then make sure that various citizens come forward and one by one start challenging these increasingly flagrant, increasingly open...
Because we've all got standing. This is designed to screw us over. We've all got standing.
That's right. Everyone has standing because these are criminal matters. Remember the general rule in criminal matters. Even though the Supreme Court has tried in the past to narrow the focus of who has standing in front of it, in a criminal matter, everyone has standing because a crime is a crime not just against the state, it's against you and me.
Sure.
So you can always assert that. You can always go.
Well, Lord Monckton, you're absolutely on target in 30 seconds.
You won't stop.
Didn't they go too far, though, Soros, trying to rally folks to go kill police? I think that's where they went too far. I think people really woke up at that point.
I think that went too far. I think Hillary Clinton has gone too far. The whole Benghazi gate thing still hasn't been settled. Her emails, that still hasn't been settled. More revelations still to come, I suspect. This is a very corrupt administration. where the president is openly defying the law and the Supreme Court, and where the people...
You're right. Lord Monckton, we're out of time.
Thank
you so much, Lord Monckton. Powerful.
God bless.
God bless you. All right, we'll be back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Isn't it funny? You know, when I came here 17 years ago and I said that I wanted to lead a campaign to get Britain to leave the European Union, you all laughed at me. Well, I have to say, you're not laughing now, are you?
I come to you from the United Kingdom with a message of hope and a message of optimism. It's a message that says if the little people, if the real people, if the ordinary decent people are prepared to stand up and fight for what they believe in, we can overcome the big banks. We can overcome the multinationals. We saw the commentariat and we saw the polling industry doing everything they could to demoralize our campaign. On the day of the vote itself, that morning, they put us 10 points behind. And actually, they were all wrong. And they were wrong because what the Brexit campaign did is we reached those people who've been let down by modern global corporatism. We reached those people who have never voted in their lives, but believe by going out and voting for Brexit, they could take back control control of their country, take back control of their borders, and get back their pride. Folks, the message is clear. The parallels are there. There are millions of ordinary Americans who've been let down, who've had a bad time, who feel the political class in Washington are detached from them, who feel so many of their representatives are politically correct parts of that liberal media elite. They feel people aren't standing up for them, and they've actually, in many cases, given up on the whole electoral process. And I think that you have a fantastic opportunity here with this campaign. You can go out. You can beat the pollsters. You can beat the commentators. You can beat Washington.
Now he joins us to the bottom of the hour, Nigel Farage, a major historical figure, just a normal businessman, a family man who 25 years ago saw their sovereignty being destroyed, didn't get elected to office until 99, now the fastest growing party, not just in the UK, but Europe. And it's just classic Renaissance, Magna Carta, 1776, whatever you want to call it. It's amazing that I've been interviewing this guy for 15 years. It's been a few years since he's been able to come on. He joins us to talk about all of this, but the parallels between he and Donald Trump, where Trump's never been in office either, are simply amazing. We're going to talk about it all. Here's the Washington Post, Financial Times, and others today, saying with globalization in danger, G20 double down and are trying to defeat nationalism. They say if Hillary is defeated, it's the end of the New World Order. This is an epic time. Mr. Farage, who just recently resigned as the head of UKIP, still in the EU Parliament. Wow, talk about a David versus Goliath story. This is epic.
Well, it is. And I think the point about Brexit, Alex, is Brexit is the first victory. We've had little victories. We've had, you know, the odd election that's gone well for people in, whether it's in Germany or France or wherever it may be. But Brexit is the first strike back against this phenomenon. This phenomenon of the big banks, the big businesses, effectively owning politics, literally willfully destroying nation-state democracy, getting rid of that thing that our forebears actually fought and shed their blood to create and to preserve, our liberties, our freedoms, all of that being taken away, and suddenly, in a referendum that no one said we could win. I mean, literally, nobody thought Brexit would succeed, and we've done it. We've done it, and I think what we've done is given inspiration to freedom fighters right across the Western world.
Wow. Where should we begin in the limited time we have here, Mr. Farage? The election here, how Brexit...
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Hillary, shall we?
Please do.
If you can bear it. I mean, Hillary represents everything that has gone wrong in our lives in the last couple of decades. She is part, a dynastic part, you know, of that class of people who have taken us into an endless series of foreign wars that I think arguably have made things worse, certainly in Libya and elsewhere, not better. She is part of that phenomenon where all that seems to matter now is corporatism. You know, the big global companies who want to set the rule books to effectively put out of business small and medium-sized competitors, they have destroyed, you know, what I believe to be proper free market capitalism, where you or I can go and set up a company, you know, and have a real chance of succeeding. And they've presided over a period where the rich have got richer and where ordinary, decent working people have seen their living standards deteriorate. She represents failure. And she, of course, is completely unreconciled to the vote on Brexit, because Hillary loves the European Union. She loves these supranationalist global-type bodies. In fact, I think she sees the European Union as a prototype for an even bigger form of world government. And I would just say this to people. You know, I condemned Obama when he came to the United Kingdom during our referendum. He looked down his nose at Britain and the British people. He told us that if we dared to vote for our independence and our democracy, that America would basically throw us off the edge of a cliff. Forget about everything we've done and shared together, you know, over these last few years. And I condemned Obama for doing that. So I'm not going to tell people how they should vote in the USA, but let me make it clear. If you want nothing to change at all, if you want to continue with the kind of cronyism that we see with the Clinton Foundation and everything else. If you want things to stay the same, you vote for Hillary. But if you think there's an opportunity here, particularly in the wake of Brexit, for us to start doing things differently in the Western world, then she's the last person you should vote for. And I said at the Mississippi rally, I said, I wouldn't vote for Hillary if you paid me. I said, actually, I wouldn't vote for Hillary if she paid me. And I feel pretty strong. And I feel pretty strongly about that.
Well, I mean, it's come out in the new WikiLeaks documents, which she admits are accurate, that she's actually was selling influence to the Chinese president. I mean, this is even beyond espionage. I don't know how she and speaking of the devil, George Soros has tried to crash your country as well and did crash the pound. If you look at this, he wants the Internet to be run by the United Nations and basically the EU. He's come out now and said he wants the UN to run our police. And people laugh at that, but the UK got brought into the European Union without ever having a vote. These things are done by stealth. It's a real warning, I think, to the United States.
Oh, yes. It happens incrementally, little piece by little piece. You know, we joined just over 40 years ago. We joined something that my parents' generation were told, don't worry your little heads. This is just about trade. It's just about jobs. It's just about being friendly with our neighbors. And bit by bit, you know, we finish up in a situation where 75% of our laws weren't even made in the Houses of Parliament. They were made in the European institutions. We finished up with a system where under the European arrest warrant, any British citizen could be extradited to Greece or Bulgaria or anywhere else without the production of prima facie evidence, which, you know, from the country that actually developed Magna Carta, it really is quite a surrender. And we finished up, you know, we finished up being banned from making our own trade relationships and our own formal relationships with any other country in the world. And it's like, the analogy, Alex, I've been given, it's like if you get a lobster, right?
Yes.
And you chuck it into a pan of hot water, it will shriek and shout and try and get out because it knows something bad's happening.
They actually shriek. Yes, they yell.
Oh, they do. No, they really do. But if you put a lobster into cold water, right, and turn on the heat, actually what happens is the lobster just gently falls asleep and finishes up being cooked. And I think that's what happened to the United Kingdom. We were put into cold water back in 1970.
You thought it was a hot tub and you went to sleep and woke up in an EU tyranny.
Yeah, and I, you know, I was one of those people who 25 years ago, and I don't know quite how or why, but 25 years ago, I started looking at this and I just said, this is wrong.
By the way, you Nigel, know, I don't, you don't like to talk about yourself, but this is a part of history. You were a successful business guy, a family guy, whole nine yards. It's been in the news. They've taken the, you know, the bolts off your car's tires. Even the French police said looked like they tried to kill you. Your airplane crashed. All this stuff. I mean, what made you 25 years ago decide to just strike out by yourself and now epically change the world? I mean, it's a success story for everybody out there.
It's actually very simple. Very, very simple indeed. You know, in every town, in every village in my country, there are memorials, war memorials, to those that fell, both in the First and Second World Wars, fighting for us to stay as an independent, free, proud, democratic nation and to stop tyranny in Europe. And I felt that what the European project was becoming was the very kind of tyranny that those before us had fought to stop. And nobody was asking me or telling me I had to put on a military uniform and carry a rifle. All I had to do was get involved and form a political party and get people to support it. And I've never wavered from that view in 25 years.
The information war, Nigel Farage, incredible. We've only got about 10 minutes left with you before we do another interview.
Yeah.
You've resigned from the party, but you're still in the EU Parliament. You're still working hard. Can you just briefly, for folks that want to know, explain, I mean, I understand, that for 25 years, why you've pulled back right on the, I mean, after this huge victory?
Yeah, well, there are two reasons. One is that there are two different types of people in politics. There are those who want to be something, who want the title, who want the chauffeur-driven car, who want the, you know, grandiose sort of stage to be on. But there are other people in politics because they're in it for a purpose. And my specific purpose was to free my country from this European project. So having achieved that goal, I said, look, I'm not retiring. I'm not moving up into the mountains and living in a, you know, living in a tin shed. But I'm going to step back from leadership, and that's going to leave me free to make this argument, not just in the United Kingdom, not just in the EU Parliament, but around other parts of the Western world. And when you and I met each other in Cleveland at the Republican Convention, that was the first time in years I'd been free without having to represent a political party to go out and look around the world. And I will, you know, as I'm talking to you tonight, I will make these arguments in the American elections, and I will go around the free world saying to people, let's take back what we've lost. The second reason, if I'm frank, is that doing this for a quarter of a century, doing a job that absorbs you 24/7, leaves you no time to catch a fish, leaves you no time to see your kids grow up. I'm now going to work, Alex, 50 or 60 hours a week, not 100 hours a week.
I get it, sir. I totally understand. And thank God you created UKIP. You're a model. Everything else. Look at how every EU country has a major Brexit-style movement, and the polls show that we're going to see huge victory here. So I want to talk about that in a moment, how the empire is going to strike back, how the socialists and communist bureaucrats and mega banks are going to strike back. But getting into overall what globalism is up to these days, are they crying foul and saying that they're in deep trouble as a way to get governments to desperately go along with them? Or is it accurate that they're on their heels? I mean, I've got a stack of news articles here saying U.S.-led globalism is dying. And, of course, they mean globalist-run globalism is dying.
Yeah.
With the TPP. Yeah. New World Order in trouble. Soros in trouble. I mean, they claim they're in really, really deep trouble. And I look at the facts, it looks like they are. But then I ask, how are they going to bring us into a depression? Are they going to crash our currencies again? I mean, this is the usual suspects. How is the empire going to strike back?
The empire is bewildered. The empire is befuddled. The empire still cannot, just as I said about Hillary earlier in this interview, the empire doesn't get Brexit because the empire didn't believe Brexit was possible. And now the empire's problem is that it's fighting this argument on several fronts at once. You know, we've got the American elections going on. We've got a big referendum coming up in Hungary on migrant quotas from Germany. We've got a rerun of the Austrian presidency where the right-wing candidate was cheated by false votes. So they've got a real problem. They are fighting us now on a whole series of fronts. What will they do to fight back? I don't know the answer to that yet. And do you know something? Nor do they. Because over the course of the last few decades, all of their plans, piece by piece, to build these new structures, they've won every single battle. Some of them have taken them longer than they wanted, but they won every single battle. After Brexit, they're in trouble. And I have to say that these American elections, you know, this could be a result globally far bigger even than Brexit. You know, if America, as the leader of the Western world, once again becomes the leader of the free world, well, then I think we will have done away with the globalists.
Well, sir, you're right. The Washington Post said 2 weeks ago that Hillary's referendum and that Brexit was the first domino and that she's the second. And if she falls, they say it's irrevocable because they, in their own documents that we've gotten from BAMP Canada and North American Union meetings 10 years ago, they admit, they say, it's key that we maintain stealth and secrecy. If the public ever finds out, North American integration and our plan will fail. That's a quote. I mean, it's like a James Bond villain. We've caught them. You've exposed them. I don't see how they can continue when it comes out that they're dictatorial. But first, since you mentioned Hillary, I don't know if you saw her big national speech last week. She attacked myself, you and others. She attacked Donald Trump like it was bad that he was associated with somebody like you who's changing the world and loved all over the place. Even the left is having to admit you've got good points. And so let's play this clip of Hillary acting like Trump's bad because he's modeling himself after a winner like you. Here it is.
Nigel Farage, who stoked anti-immigrant sentiments to win the referendum to have Britain leave the European Union, campaigned with Donald Trump in Mississippi.
And then Paul Watson in the piece he did on this went on to say, hey, Hillary, and Nigel Farage won. Don't forget that part. I think this really illustrates her disconnect, sir.
Well, I just want to, can I please use this opportunity to thank Hillary Clinton from the bottom of my heart for doing what she's done. She's raised my profile massively in this presidential election. She's made me a political football between the Trumpites and the Clintonites, and she's given me an even bigger platform in the United States of America to say to people, we've just won our democracy back. Why don't you do the same thing? So, Hillary, thank you, thank you, thank you.
So here's the paradox. They've got the money. They've got the power. They've stolen control. They got the Swiss bank accounts like the EU bureaucrats that don't pay taxes. You've exposed all that. But people are waking up. They're unelected. They're dictatorial. That's an uphill battle for them. The problem is they're already on top of the hill. How do you see this playing? I mean, in fact, I agree with you. They don't know how to counter. They're panicked right now. I've never seen the media so deceptive. They seem to be doubling down.
Yeah, what we've got to do is to focus on what we can do. And what we can do is to go out and reach the millions, tens of millions of people across the Western world who frankly feel completely disconnected and disenchanted with politics. You know, we've been through these years where, frankly, whichever party you vote for doesn't make very much difference. And where people say, do you know what? I'm not going to bother. It makes no difference. And what we have to do is we have to inspire those people. We have to say to those people, come on, get up off your backside, get down to that polling station, vote. Because it's only by us getting together and doing what we think that we can change things. And that's the lesson, Alex, from Brexit. Nearly 2.5 million people who don't vote or have never voted in their lives went out on June the 23rd and turned it into our independence.
Total history. And of course, they're trying to ignore the vote. It's a battle, but they're going to lose in the end. This is amazing.
They can't.
In the minute we have left.
They can't ignore the vote. So I would say to people, if you want change in America, then, yeah, listen to these shows. Talk to your friends and neighbors. But actually, you've got to get your walking boots.
Knock on doors.
You've got to get out and meet people, inspire people. And if you do that, we'll strike a blow against the globalists from which they will never, ever recover.
Absolutely. In the minute we have left, sir, I just want to say that obviously you've not really retired. You're here battling the New World Order globally now. You've actually gone to the next level, and I appreciate your time, your energy, and the risk you've taken for yourself and your family. Of course, UKIP.org, the former party you headed up, and of course people can also follow you on Twitter. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers as well. But this is a great historic time. It is a referendum against the New World Order, and I think Donald Trump's going to win if all of our listeners and others do what you say and take action. So thank you for spending your time trying to help America be a free country as well, Mr. Farage.
No, not one little bit, and I'll be back between now and November the 8th.
Thank you so much, sir. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I mean, InfoWars is making history, and that big old amplifier, DrudgeReport.com, is watching our six. And we're watching Drudge's six and everybody else's, but I tell you, they tried to kill him over and over again, and I'm not going to get into it, but they've taken the bolts off his tires. The police said that somebody tried to kill him. They messed with his brake lines. His airplane crashed. And that guy basically just marches around all over Europe, you name it, with no bodyguards, basically. He's the real deal. I have young children, and I've never had bodyguards. And I've gotten to the point with stuff going on behind the scenes that I do. And I've hired former highly decorated Army people that are part of security details worldwide. But that's the type of stuff we have to deal with. Our Blitzer Kimmel story is also on Drudge. It's getting crazier. And just to look at the anatomy of propaganda, we'll cover that when we come back. But history's happening. Big things are happening. The fight against tyranny is taking place. And people are deciding what side they're on. You can't read the Soros emails. Even liberal publications are now coming out and saying, okay, Soros is really bad. Okay, he wants to overthrow countries. He wants to create racial division. He wants to destabilize things. It's all there. I mean, a moron would not be able to tell this. A really big moron, an average moron would be able to. I mean, this is crazy. And it doesn't mean the Republicans are going to save us either, but Trump is an insurrection taking over the Republican Party with the populism. And that's why they're throwing everything they've got against him. But Nigel Farage, ladies and gentlemen, making history. 25 years ago, starting out, having a huge victory. Imagine where InfoWorld will be in 4 years.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Let's let this play for a minute or two here. Vintage Pantera. Looks foul but feels fair. Whether you look fair but feel foul. I'll go with those that look foul but feel fair. History is happening right now, and that's because evil is energizing. Good is energizing. Newtonian physics. The reason liberty is rising, I don't want to scare you, is because absolute evil is now coming into the world. Hard times are ahead of us. We win in the end. The entire future of our species is now being decided by our collective actions. And that's why when I think about how evil Hillary is and I'm going up against her, I have no fear. Because there is no choice but to resist. Only inkling of fear is in submission to these devilish tyrants. ¶¶ friend. I don't know how to describe this. And the problem is, if I sat around and actually strategized things more often, we would be more successful. But it takes too much energy, and I just can't do it because I'm already expending everything I've got. By the time at 9 o'clock at night, I go to sleep the millisecond I hit my pillow. Now, I kind of wake up at 3 a.m. sometimes and then I go back to sleep. But when I was younger, it'd take me 20 minutes to go to sleep. Now I go to bed in seconds. Sometimes I don't remember hitting the pillow. And that's because I'm not complaining. I've got so many decisions to make, so many things to calculate, so many things to look into. It's the opposite, though, of people that are just watching TV all day. I feel so sorry for those folks. But when I was sitting there last week at like 7 a.m. in the morning, I went to InfoWars.com, drinking coffee, about to go lift weights, my personal trainer. And we were drinking coffee. And eating fried eggs. And I looked at an article on InfoWars.com about Mark Dyche and the pickle. And I thought, if I cover that, they're going to attack me and think they've got me because it's a petty issue. But then people are going to pop the pickles and notice they do pop and then know they're liars. And a thousand thoughts go through your head. I don't know how to, that gestalt of like just knowledge is, oh yeah, this is the thing to do. This is really going to hurt Hillary and her and the fact that she's covering up her health problems. And I said, plus, I'm going to come in and have some fun with Caddyshack where he pours the two bottles together and the top's not really on it. And then he acts like it was really sealed with the girl. And I'm going to have some fun. And I debated with Pat Riley talking to him. You think I should have fun? I don't do that a lot. It makes me feel better. I always feel better after the show if I have some fun. I'm really serious. I feel like crying after the show if I go lay down sometimes. I'm not kidding. This is a lot of emotion here, a lot of research. And you think about these people all day. You look at them all day. Nietzsche said, don't look into the abyss, lest you become it. And I'll see them play footage of Hillary. I actually just recoil from it. And I don't say that as a matter of hyperbole. I mean, I've got a problem. I mean, I hope she isn't president because I don't want to look at her. And all the analysts and pundits go, oh, you'll get even bigger if she's elected. I want my job to go away, folks. I don't want chimeras and breast cancer up 3,000%. I got daughters. I don't want to make money off crap getting worse. That just shows me how the public thinks. We have adopted the globalist thought processes. What is our? I have not adopted it. And I'm not claiming I'm some great guy either. I'm lustful. I'm vicious. Everything else. But it's just the process of all this is extremely informative, to say the least. And so I just basically, like I do all the time, envisioned how they would respond. I know how they operate. Thinking they'd get me in something to make fun of me on, thinking they'd have something stupid, and instead now it's all over the news going, whoa, Wolf Blitzer made jokes about the pop, and when he opened it, it did pop. And Wolf Blitzer looks completely scared and freaked out during the interview. And then Kimmel looks freaked out when it pops, and then diverts it by saying he's putting the pickle juice on his cologne. But the issue here is people will say this is just comedy. It's not comedy. Mainstream media is discredited. They've now segued into entertainment and comedy, and that's where we get hammered with the TPP's good and world government's good and all the rest of it. I knew when I talked about Uma Abedin, has she had her genitals cut off? I knew when I said it with Roger Stone that they would make a national news story out of it and say that she hadn't, hadn't had her genitals cut off when she probably has. Her mother is the leading advocate of it. That's now mainstream news today. New York Post, you name it. She wrote books saying, chop your daughter, white papers. And they came out and said I was a liar and crazy and obsessed with women's genitals and that I need to get out of Uba Abedin's underwear drawer and stuff. And then I'm like a rapist because I'm in women's businesses. Yeah, I'm in women's businesses. I've got two daughters. And nobody's going to cut the genitals off. See how they spin all that? But it's in the news today. Uma Abedin's mom linked a shocking anti-women book in a journal that put it out. She advocates that that Sharia law cut girls. And all these ignorant people send me emails, I see comments, going, how do you cut a woman's genitals off? She doesn't have any. Yes, she does. It's called a clitoris, and they cut it off with basically shears. And I bring that up for medical reasons, not to be vulgar. What's vulgar is cutting it off. And I'm not going to sit here and put up with George Soros and his own emails admitting he's bringing Sharia law in and jihadis into the West because it's incompatible with our system, so we'll have to accept a new legal system that accommodates Sharia law. That's the new emails. We have him. And they don't know what to do because it's not just InfoWars. It's all these other people that now get what's happening. And all these former mainline liberals are going, whoa, you're not really liberals. I'm joining the Patriots. Because you people are monsters. So let me just respond to this now so we can edit this out and put it out as a clip. I knew what I was doing last week when I saw a clip on InfoWars.com and an analysis by Mark Geis that it looked like it was fake because her hand turns all the way around the can. I went, got in the pantry, got another can of or a jar of pickles. I opened it. It popped. It didn't turn around. It didn't come off like peanut butter jar top. And so I knew it was a fraud. And the pop didn't get picked up on tape, but when his sidekick opened the jar, it did pop in the same episode. So I made the point that it was a fraud. That's all I did. And I made a joke out of it, too. They made fun of me, attacked me, had Wolf Blitzer on. He goes to open it after they make all these jokes, and it doesn't turn in a circle. It pops. I don't think he's even done it in a while. He's like turning it, like you have to go in a circle, and he finally goes, oh, it pops. He even makes a joke. Now, it's supposed to pop, but you can't hear that on a lav. And then he opens it, and it pops, and they go, oh, my God, it popped. And the crowd's like, oh. See, I knew. I looked at it. It was fake. I knew you'd take the bait. I didn't know it would be Wolf Blitzer. I didn't know it would be in thousands of newspapers. I didn't know it would be one of the biggest stories last week. I didn't know it would boost Jimmy Kimmel's ratings, but I knew you'd take the bait. And that's why I need to go sit in my office more and turn on the classical music and basically focus on gaming you people, because here's what's crazy. Every time this stuff pops in my head, it works like a charm on you. The problem is I hardly ever sit here and actually calculate stuff. I just go, oh, look, George Soros' new emails, the UN to take over our police. Total fail. Oh, look, he wants to control the internet with the UN and shut down everybody. Oh, here's his actual email. Oh, look, Uma's mom writes, you know, white papers saying cut women's genitals off. I mean, you know, it's not hard. You people are raving, out-of-control tyrants. And I'm just some hillbilly stock guy that I'm like a dog when you walk by its house, it barks at you. I just have basic instincts. I read books and stuff where we put fluoride in the water to lower their IQs and make them dumb and more manageable. And I go, man, that's really creepy and horrible. Who the hell would want to do that to anybody? Well, you're just not an elitist like us. No, I'm not a psychopath like you. But if I metaphysically get my hands around your neck, you'll find out I'm a lot meaner than you are. I just don't prey on my own species, dumbass. Because I don't want my family getting treated the way you treat people. Because what comes around goes around, dumbass. I've seen, when I've gotten out of community pools and go, I got to go to the bathroom, people go, wow, you go to the restroom to piss in the pool? I've talked to grown men, they go, I'll just pee right in the pool. I'm like, I don't want to swim around in your piss. I go to the bathroom to piss. And excuse me talking like that, but that's the fundamentals of what I boil this down to. The Muslims from third world countries, they're used to crapping in a river. So they get in the German swimming pool, and they all start crapping in the pool. You globalists think you're so advanced. I'm civilized. I don't take a crap in the pool. Madeleine Albright, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Al Gore, David Rockefeller, all of you. Take collective dumps in the pool. Because you think you're in a different pool than us. You think you're up on the castle on the hill. The truth is, you're in the same pool as us, idiots. You reap what you sow. You understand that? I don't want to swim in your piss. Go make a joke out of that, Jimmy Kimmel. Watch what happens. What I'm saying is common sense from my gut, from my ancestors, from all the compacted knowledge. You have that knowledge. You decided to ignore it all. You decided to crap on your birthright. I didn't. I'm a human. I want destiny. I want my progeny to be successful. I want them to look forward into the future and realize the debts I paid and to want to pay the debts for others into the future. The fundamentals of being human and not an animal. You don't get that. And you'll never be fulfilled until you do. Let's play the Jimmy Kimmel piece. Here it is.
It's going to be all over you.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we go. Here it is. Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, no.
Oh, there was
a pop.
I heard it, too. I don't know if we heard it on TV, but the internet will absolutely let us know.
I definitely heard the pop.
You know, the nice thing about pickles is not only can you eat them, they can also be used as a cologne. Thanks for watching. If you like that, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
All right, and then if you guys try to censor us, I'm going to put this on YouTube. You know what I'm going to do? Is they always do this. You're talking about me. It's fair use. I played it. And I'm not bitching at Kimmel. I'm bitching at his people. Because we've had him and others before put copyright strikes on us years ago, and I'm tired of it. You're talking about me. I have a right to play it. Everybody knows it. Okay. Now, let's back it up so you hear the whole thing. But there it is, the popping of the deal. And the point is, Hillary came in. You know her PR person wasn't going to let her open a can of pickles that hadn't already been tested. Because some of them, nobody can open sometimes. Sometimes you got to bang them on the table, you know, and take a hammer to them. Sometimes they're too sealed. Sometimes they're rusted on. They weren't going to let that disaster happen. You know they did it. It didn't pop. Admit we're right. You wanted to have some humor and make us all think subliminally that she's got great health. While you make fun of us, who you say are the progenitors of the story that Hillary isn't well. No, her falling down and having brain surgery and being in the hospital for a year, and Matt Drudge is the progenitor, and he's on to something, so he gets the credit. He basically started the story. I'm not taking the credit from Drudge. And she's obviously ill, and all these doctors are coming out and saying it, and then they're getting fired and in trouble, and people are getting shot in the back. Let's go ahead and play more of the clip. Here it is.
I was on vacation, and you had it. Hillary Clinton and the pickle jar. I missed that story.
Oh, yeah, that was big.
That was huge. Major. Got a lot of commotion.
They're saying it was the biggest story about pickles this century, and it probably was.
It's a great story. A big story.
How would you have handled that story? How would you have covered it?
Well, I would have covered it the way you covered it. I would have followed up, gotten the reaction, and, of course, tried to come to the bottom of it. Did you fake that story?
I did not fake that, the pickles. And in fact, and I'll tell you this, it would have been my dream that she was not able to open the pickle jar, because it would have been funny to not be able to open a pickle jar. But never in my wildest imagination did I believe it would become something.
I'm sure there's no pop.
There was no pop.
Yeah.
But also, you have to remember something.
Hold on, back it up 5 seconds. Oh, there was no pop. And they go, oh, well, the log wouldn't pick it up. Balderdash, when his assistant did it, you heard it in a mic 10 feet away. Bull, corny, hot dog. That's a saying that my late friend Ryan Baxter would say. When we were kids, we weren't allowed to cuss, but he could say bull, corny, hot dog. Let's go ahead and go back to the clip.
There was no pop.
There was no pop.
Yeah.
But also, you have to remember something. In order, you have to, with a lavalier mic, you have to get very close to something. Like if I have a Barbie doll or something, I have to put it up to my top. I have a pickle jar here.
Oh, really?
If you want to. Now, you are the most
trusted person. Just blew up in their face, man.
If you want to.
What idiot.
I don't know how you can verify. I guess you can feel whether it has been opened or not.
The LASIK. This is December 31st, 2017, so it's relatively new.
Relatively new, yeah. We bought it at the 99-cent store, so it might not be as fresh.
So you want me to try to open up?
Well, if you care to, go ahead and then.
Is this the same kind of jar that she opened?
This is the identical jar. I mean, it's the same brand, same size. You remember, she opened it very slowly also, which I think is why people think something was weird.
No,
she opened it very slowly, so maybe the gas escaped at a slower rate.
No debate.
You go crazy and
let me see what I can do.
Ready? You're going to be part of the conspiracy now. You realize that, right?
I'm going to try to do my best.
Alex Jones is going to be all over you.
Let's see what happens.
Okay, here we go. Here it is. Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, no.
Oh, there was
a pop.
You heard the pop.
I heard it too. I don't know if we heard it on TV, but
what are you going to do now?
Well, absolutely, let us know.
I definitely heard the pop.
You know, the nice thing about pickles is not only can you eat them, they can also be used as a cologne.
I like Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, I've been honest. He's my favorite guy on late night TV. I like Colbert, too. I mean, even though he pushes a lot of disinfo, he's super entertaining. Who do I like better, Kimmel or Colbert? I don't know. By the way, Blitzer's not one of the worst people on CNN. I mean, I've attacked him and stuff because he's an intelligence agency asset, but the people should just know that. So I'm not out to get these guys. I don't think Kimmel and Blitzer are having people killed. The point is they work for a power structure that's full of prunes, to quote another broadcaster from Texas, Dan Rather. So we're going to go to break, come back, hit a few other news items, and then who do we have? His Britannic Majesty is on vacation, so he's still writing articles, but he's not fussing the fourth hour. Rob Dew, the great patriot, is going to be hosting the fourth hour. That probably means phone calls. But look, we're in the battle. We're having an effect. We're not winning the war, but we've turned the tide, and we're winning some big battles right now. To quote the wolf from Pulp Fiction, we can't start celebrating yet. So we're completely, you know, victorious. There won't be some utopia then. It just means we've defeated this crop. But the New World Order is in deep, 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 deep pickles right now because their world government project is out in the open. There's no way it's continuing on. The problem is, I'll tell you when we come back, the problem.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All orders go into effect immediately. Curfews begin at 6 p.m. and will be strongly enforced. Lawbreakers will be dealt with swiftly and justly.
Ready for martial law? You trust Infidel for armor. Now trust us for training. To get you ready for the coming collapse, Infidel just released a new video and book called Driven. Real warriors, real training. Buy now at DrivenDVD.com. That's DrivenDVD.com. Brought to you by Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace? Or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. You know what God-fearing is? You know when you do something bad to somebody that it's coming back on you. It's not because your mama beat you with a switch when you were a kid and told you so. It was because you felt it early on. But you learn about liars real quick. Like when the neighbor kid walks over for no reason and knocks you upside the head with a brick. You're 6 years old, they're 8 years old, and you pick the brick up, hit them right back in the head. Their mama calls the police on you and says you hit them in the head. You learn about cowards and trash real fast, don't you? You learn they're never going to back off till you stand up to them. I'll tell Hillary and the New World Order and all the rest of you, this is what you want, this is what you get. This is what you want, this is what you get. You push, you get pushed back. You rise the devil up out of hell, an energy just as powerful or more powerful will be thrown in the field against you. I look at your servants, I look at your forces, a bunch of crooked, twisted trash. I'll be on this side any day, no matter who wins. But we know who wins, don't we? This is what you want. This is what you get. Now, before I go any further, I was talking about the problem. We have achieved, if we were looking at a ballistic missile, escape velocity, and we're going to go into orbit. Success, getting away from world government, the technocrats. The rocket of humanity is reaching escape velocity. It means we're going to make it out of the atmosphere. The problem is, yes, George Soros's, Henry Kissinger's, David Rockefeller's, the British royal families, the Rothschilds, those are all the architects that funded it, 170-year plan for world government is in shambles. But the technology and the systems of control they've developed or gotten humanity to develop for them are still going to be left around the battlefield, and these systems in our domestication, now they've trained us to be evil, are still going to be here. I mean, all I'm saying to you, in the next 10, 20 years, we'll beat the New World Order. We'll beat this program, maybe even sooner. But did we beat ourselves? Because that evil's just going to continue on. We've got to recognize it in ourselves and do something about it. So we're winning the battle. We haven't won the war. But this is epic. This is history. And they'll make jokes and laugh at Drudge and laugh at us and laugh at everybody else. But then when you actually read their own publications, they're like, emergency. We're taking heavy fire. They won't stop. Help us. Because they're a bunch of hunchback globalists. I mean, if I was Madeleine Albright, saved when I was 10 years old from the Nazis, barely, by the Serbs. They even let her take all her stolen loot with her dad, where she has all this stuff stolen from Jews at her house. Not the Serbs' fault. She was, you know, running out of Europe with it, because they'd been kind of the richer Jews feeding on the poor Jews. That's how it worked with Soros and others. You'd think if she got saved, she then wouldn't bloodthirstily blow up the Serbs when the Muslims attacked them. But she did. It's like, you helped me, I'm going to slit your throat. These people want to be dishonorable. You understand? Madeleine Albright and her family were just like Soros and were rich Jews feeding on other Jews and selling them out to the Nazis. This is on record. I was talking to a prominent Hollywood producer, and he said, well, don't bash George Soros. He had to sell out the Jews or they'd kill him. And I said, if you told me to sell out some family or you're going to kill me, I'd say, pull that trigger, you son of a bitch. I'm not having that on me, and that's the disconnect. What we're dealing with is with this trash. These people are trash. And they don't have, they're not a religious group. It's not a race. It's the communist Chinese. It's war criminals. It's New World Order. It's just bad people everywhere. I didn't plug last hour of this hour. I'm out of control. Hillary for prison shirts at cost, limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Selenium. Budget discounts.